100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. It's Sunday, and that means it's time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and then you come up with the stories based on that topic. The topic this week is connect. You may think that it was correct, but that's just your mind playing with you, playing tricks on you, making you think strange things. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go right ahead and get right to them. That sounds kind of awkward. That's okay. I've said more awkward things on this show. Back to the Kona, back to the Baileys. Oh my God. Oh, when you're away from that coffee for a few days, oh, you come back to it and it's wonderful. Although, I did get a few boxes of the caramel stuff. I haven't opened them up and put them in the little track thingy, the little dispenser I've got. So let's just get this going here. First up is Muncie. We'll have a few other people here and there, and then we'll wrap it all up. Let's see what Muncie came up with.
Greetings, Saints. From Muncie, here with a story for this, your last week as the Saints. So, if you have any miracles you haven't gotten around to, I'd suggest you perform them now. But, in the meantime... Theories by Christopher Monroe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but vaccines cause deadly genetic defects, while measles, mumps, and rubella are minor illnesses that are easy to deal with. Immigration is an ISIS conspiracy to spread Ebola. It's not just Obama. Every president was secretly a Muslim. Fluoridated drinking water is a plot by the UN to, as part of Agenda 21, turn our children into communists via mind control. The world itself is hollow, and the lizard men who rule us in conjunction with the Illuminati live in its core. Wait, I am wrong? Which part? All of it. Oh, okay, my mistake. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. And so it ends, Saints. My story, your nickname, the month of March, and perhaps the very world itself, though probably not the world. That probably won't be ending right away. Talk to you next week.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 466 on the topic of correct. Before I get started, since Tom had shared his story of having computer problems last week, I'll mention my own computer problems. Fortunately, they were work and not on my home PC, but I had a machine that had two drives in it, one of which was a SSD, one of which was a spinning hard drive, and although our IT department kept telling me, back stuff up on the network drive, it was a little hard to back up everything there because they just don't give you enough space. So I thought, hey, I'll be very clever about this. I'll put the stuff on the SSD because it's fast, and then I'll back up everything to the spinning drive because, hey, what are the odds that both of them are going to go down at the same time? Well, sure enough, got to work one morning, and the SSD was gone, so I reported that to IT, but I said, hey, look, don't worry about it. Just make sure that you preserve the spinning hard drive because that's where I've got the backup. They came back to me a few hours later and said, can't read the spinning drive either. They've tried stuff for about a week and finally declared it a loss. So I've reverted back to a backup from about 6 months ago. But it was just a classic case of outsmarting myself. Anyway, my first story is called Prison Break. The three men finished tunneling under the prison around 3 a.m. They resurfaced 10 yards past the range of the searchlight outside the prison grounds and went their separate ways. Hank was happy about that. Donnell, a large black man, had beaten his boss to death with a tire iron, while Whalen, a fully tattooed neo-Nazi, had done some nasty knife work. Hank was amazed that the two cooperated long enough to dig the tunnel. Hank gave a last look at the sign, which marked the prison as the Middletown Correctional Center. He laughed at the inaccuracy. Places like that didn't correct their inmates. They only shut society's problems away from squeamish eyes. But Hank didn't really care what they had called it. He had an ex-wife to track down and kill. And my second story is called Grading Time. Travis looked at the stack of essays he had to correct by the next morning and regretted, not for the first time, his choice of career. Once he thought teaching was a cushy gig, spending an hour at a time telling kids what he already knew. No one warned him about the rude students, the disruptive ones, and the ones who just didn't give a damn about anything. They refused to listen or learn, and the end result was a pile of poorly spelled, grammatically bewildering words about Romeo and Juliet, with themes stolen from the first two pages of a Google search. He considered blowing out his brains to avoid having to look at the essays, but that would give the kids too much satisfaction. Instead, he reached for the red pen. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and here's my tip of the week. Are red wine stains destroying your carpet? Well, you better get a darker one. So, here's a couple of stories for you on the topic of Connect. George's story, part 99. The best. Slipping into the driving seat of his car, George spotted the marketing leaflet lying in the footwell that had started this whole crazy thing off. He picked it up and reread the fateful words. Connect, Protect, Solutions. Elite Bodyguarding, Personal Security, and Covert Operations. Have you got what it takes to be
the best?
He'd always been jealous of Julie's high-powered career as a protection specialist, and had pestered her for months to let him try. And he'd properly messed up. Ah, well, he thought, starting the engine, the world needs plumbers. And there at least he was.
The best.
Story number two. Disconnected. Unable to connect to the server. I try again. And then again with no luck. I wait a few minutes and give it another go. Still nothing. Just how long is this going to take? I look around me, but nobody else seems to be struggling. They click, they connect. Everything works as it should, but not, it seems, for me. Perhaps there's a knack to it. A tricky flick of the wrist that I've yet to master. Or maybe it's just a matter of timing. Then, unexpectedly, I connect. The server smiles. Are you ready to order, sir? That's it. That's all I've got. Until next week. Goodbye.
Tora Brazoino here with two stories on the theme of correct. The teacher asked, in a straight line of fence posts, 5 feet apart, how far is it from the 1st to the 20th? The student at once replied, 100 feet. 95, the teacher reproved. The next day, the teacher asked, consider telegraph poles 10 yards apart. How far from the 1st to the 10th? 90 yards, replied the student, proud of his new knowledge. Correct. But have you truly learned? Consider again fence posts 5 feet apart. How far from the 20th to the 40th? 95 feet, of course, said the student. The teacher replied, you have not learned how to learn. Second story. A man passed by a building site and advised the builders. Now then, he began, I can see that you do not know the correct way to build a house. You have walls with no roof. Learn from me, a house must have a roof. They are surrounded by churned mud, but a house needs roads and gardens about. The builders do not answer this man. He has perceived only the outward form and knows nothing of the inner form that creates the outer. They know the business that they are about, and everything will happen at its correct time.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The leg bones connected to the knee bone. The knee bones connected to the shoulder bone. The shoulder bones connected to the neighbor's annoying Yorkshire Terrier. I'm not sure what you'd call my creations. Living sculptures, perhaps? Although, if I'm honest, most of them don't live terribly long. I realize that not everyone appreciates my work, but they do say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I just think it's beautiful to take that eye and connect it in a new and interesting way. And, as the bodies twitch and convulse, I see poetry in the motion.
I hear the word of the Lord. Hello, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The identification of that mysterious liquid recovered from the landing site was correct. At first, no one believed Professor Grant. Then, when the matter started to break and beautiful blue lights fought their way out of the vials, everyone panicked. They called him back to a frantic lab. What should we do? They asked. The professor knew there was nothing to be done. Seal the base. Let's hope for the best. It took them a long time to connect the dots and find a way out. Many were left behind. Fatally. However, the blue planet continued to be beautifully blue. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. Bye-bye.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for this week's challenge. After all of this, I hope you will still consider me a friend. I mean, we did both spend a fair amount of money and several hours filling out surveys on Match.com. Maybe you didn't answer all the questions in a most truthful manner. I went with a plus or minus 10-ish on the 1 to 5 scale, so I am to blame too. I think the algorithms thought we would make a perfect match, as you are a left leg amputee and I am a right. Unfortunately, I think you have awful taste in shoes. A blue croc? Really? I hope the rest of you have an awesome day.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got two stories. The first one, happy? When you walk in the valley of business, you're pelted with affirmations. Feast or famine, when it rains, it pours. Let me add another. If you don't protect your joys, none will survive the light of day. A bit long-winded, and Lord knows we don't have the time. But if you promise not to tell anyone, I'll show you my last surviving joy. It's 80 blinking lights. Yep, my joy is connecting LEDs. Since I can't solder, who has the time for that? I just connect the LEDs to breadboards. I call the project Firefly. And the second story, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 99, coming to the end. The delivery was long, and then it got longer. Colonel Parsons was slumped against the wall. It was there Doc Proctor joined his slump. Did you know we met during the war? Did you know I met you before the war? It was a time of connections, alliances, and afflictions. A maelstrom of relationships that shifted and shredded the landscape. So, rebel scum, can you save my son? At a cost. A very horrible cost. You know what my wife wants. The doctor fell sadly silent. As he rose to return, a hand stopped him. Save my wife. And that's it.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 466 with a prompt of Connect. Episode 6 of the Pariah Podcast is up on iTunes, and I'm officially begging for iTunes reviews. If you're out there listening to me now, please, a review, please. And Chinilla goes live Monday morning. Come by and check that out. You can't listen to it, though. You have to actually read it. Here's my entry for the weekly challenge, 466. As Durgle and Long John drove away from Bambi's house, he said, "At least there's one person who believes I still exist. Now if I can just get the rest of the world to believe me as well." Driving past McDonald's, he had an idea. After driving through and getting chicken nuggets for Long John and an Oreo McFlurry for himself, he parked close to the building. He pulled out his laptop and logged onto the free Wi-Fi. "They say the best way to connect with people is on Twitter," he told his dog, and created an account as @WienerDogMan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with my submission, my entry for this weekly challenge of 466 called Connect. My cousin Barry would not just win, he would flat out humiliate me playing what I thought was going to be a friendly game of Connect 4. When the cubic 3D board came out, I was stunned. "This isn't Connect 4," I said. "Sure it is," Barry teased. "You just have to get 4 in a row to win, hence it's just like Connect 4. My 8-year-old mind just wasn't capable of understanding all the new strategies I needed to master in 3D. My older cousin took full advantage of that. That's okay. I can totally humiliate Barry playing Scrabble now. And that's my entry for this week. Please come by and visit me at dannydwyer.wordpress.com. Read this story and just about everything else I've written and submitted to Crap Mariners Podcast. Thank you and have a great day.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
They say that twins share a special connection. I'm not talking about conjoined twins where they share a liver or a spleen. I'm talking about knowing how the other feels, or when one strikes their thumb with a hammer and the other feels pain. Scientists think that this has something to do with mirror neurons and seeing someone that looks like you experiencing something so you feel like you experience it too. But that doesn't explain me and my evil twin brother, Bart. Haven't seen him in years. Nobody has. But I swear, I hear screaming and smell brimstone.
Time to wrap this show up like a deuce in the middle of the night. That's it for this week's weekly challenge. The topic was correct. No, it was connect. I'm still doing that. You can check out other episodes at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next weekly challenge is pen. Why do I bother with a separate episode that announces the next topic? I don't know. Just, you gotta cover all your bases. Speaking of covering bases, opening day is coming. Are you ready for it? I'm going to the opening day down here in Houston with a few people, so it's gonna be fun, you know? And I'm actually gonna eat something for once. Not too sure what else to say. Social media, blah, blah, blah. Show notes, all that crap. You know that by now. 466 of these things and you think you'd learn. Well, there are people that are new to it. Okay, I'll admit. Occasionally. Rarely. Thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.